Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey guys, it's Kennedy. Here's your podcast for Tuesday, November 5th. Lots on the show today to include Kids Bop Karen, because that's just gold. I don't care who you are. Dan also got help with his doggy dilemma for my girl Ashley. And we opened up the pet peeve panel. And let me tell you what, you guys are mad at a lot of things. Enjoy. So yesterday after the show, Dan, we have these meetings after the show. We actually do talk about what we're going
to do.
On the show. We really do have, you know, meetings like normal humans, but they just might involve toys and
swinging in chairs,
baseballs and balloons.
Imagine if a bunch of 8-year-olds had a meeting.
And he was like, he came up, he said he had a real pet peeve and thought, why not have a pet peeve panel?
I wanted to bring it to the people.
So what is it that started you on this pet peeve?
Okay, so I am in the Lucci's parking lot. Lucci's is the supermarket near me that I frequent.
All right.
And it is jammed in the afternoon. There's no spots. I'm driving around and I finally see a spot. I'm about to wedge my giant Ford F-150 truck in there. I pull in to take it. And bam, there's a shopping cart in the middle of the parking lot space.
Nope.
And the whole shopping carriage, where you're supposed to put it when you're done shopping, is 10 feet away. So I had to get out of my car, take someone else's, some lazy beep, and put their shopping cart in the carriage so I can
And don't even
park.
Get me started about the Home Depot when they've got those huge racks of things they just leave.
Ugh. Oh, my. It's just selfish.
Do
it
not
really
leave
is.
Your shopping carts in the middle of the parking lot. We live in a civilized society.
Thank you, Dan. 617-931-1234. We want to hear about your pet peeves. Mix 1041, who is this?
This is Tony.
All right, Tony, what is your pet peeve?
All right, so you know how when you're driving?
I do.
And there's some traffic, and you know, you figure you try to be a nice person and and let someone go in front of you,
sure.
And they don't even wave or acknowledge you or anything.
Tony!
I think you're speaking to Kennedy.
Tony, you stole my thunder. I'm just going to say, yesterday, we were merging. Two lanes had to merge. It wasn't like I was waiting till the last minute. She let me in. I waved at her, and then she yelled at me. I didn't let you in.
Yeah.
I waved at her, and I got yelled at.
Yeah, it happened to me yesterday, too, with a lady in a minivan full of kids. I figured I'd be nice, let her go. I'll wave back to you, Kennedy.
All right, Tony. Thanks, buddy.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That hit me where it hurt. Hi, who's this?
This is Marie.
Hi, Marie. What is your pet peeve?
My pet peeve is people who post items on online, I'll say Facebook Marketplace, because that's where I do a lot of my binging, and when you get to go pick it up, it looks nothing like the picture.
It's like dating profiles, but for tables. I feel that.
It used to be. It used to be. Yeah, I used to ask guys if they had a mirror.
Well, thank you so much. You
shady,
have a great
shady
day.
You
too.
That's a pet peeve. I get it.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, Mix. Who's this?
Hi, it's Nancy. How you doing?
Hey, Nancy. I'm good. What's your pet peeve?
Well, I got a couple of them, but one of them is you're going to a stop at a red light, and you can take a right, and you just sit there, and then you take a right after the green light goes on. So it's one of my pet peeves, and then taking the last one and not saying anything.
Oh.
Oh,
girl.
Like the last piece of pizza without asking?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can lose a hand in my house.
That happens here all the time. They put food in the kitchen, and then someone will eat the last donut and leave the empty box of donuts.
I don't understand.
Got me all fired up, Nancy.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
You have a great day, girl.
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye.
I just stand up for this break. I'm feeling it in my gut right now.
Hey, Mix, who's this?
This is Mel.
Hi, Mel. What is your pet peeve?
So my pet peeve, my friends all know me. I'm someone who brings a reusable coffee cup to any coffee store I go to, whether it's Dunkin's or Starbucks. And oftentimes I'll walk in, I'll place my order, I'll have the cup ready to go to hand to them, and they'll look at me and go, oh, did you want it in that? I'm like, well, yeah, why else would I bring a reusable cup into your store?
Sorry, I care about the earth, Cheryl.
How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you?
You'll use the styrofoam and you'll like it.
We're going to double up on that styrofoam, Mel.
The turtles and screw you.
So, like,
thank you for calling, Mel. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
From the text line, got a couple. My pet peeve is when I'm getting off an elevator and people are already getting into it without giving people that were on it a chance to get out. Same on the T.
Oh, the T? The T is like a, it's horrible.
It's the Wild West.
It really, really is.
I mean, I see old ladies getting pushed over by some guy with a backpack who just needs to get on the red line real fast.
There is nothing I hate more than when you go to pick up your friend and you let them know that they're there and they take their sweet, you know what, time, taking 10 minutes to get out of the house. I leave them. Like, I go. I'm like, I'll find your own ride. I don't care.
Also, another one, when someone pushes the crosswalk button and then crosses without waiting for the walk signal, then you have to sit there and wait.
No.
I can tell you where my dad's is. It might be every dad's in suburban America ever.
Go ahead.
You leave the room and you leave a light on. Oh.
Boy.
Dan, also, there are quite a few text messages asking why they haven't seen you at Lucci's.
Because, oh, I'm in there.
Because they're all there.
Listen, best Italian subs in America.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So this morning I got here and I'm looking through the 8 million pages that I look at when I get here every morning, and I see this thing come up about 18 times called Kids Bop Karen.
Yep.
Now, I'll give you a little backstory before you listen to Kids Bop Karen, so I let you know what is happening, what you're about to listen to. So apparently, there was a girl, and she was in the back seat of a Lyft car in New York, and the Lyft car cut off this woman, or something along these lines.
As you do in New York City.
That happens. And she went ballistic. She was very irritated at this guy for cutting her off. But then the girl who was in the back pulled out her phone and started recording Karen. And this is when, I don't even know her name is Karen, got crazy. So here you go.
She thinks it's cute that her driver almost hit my kids. And she thinks she needs to take a video of it. Instead of apologizing like a saint.
So stopping in the middle of the road is going to help?
You being a is going to help?
I didn't say anything.
I don't know. Calm down. Calm down.
It's okay. I'm sorry.
He apologized.
It's my fault.
He apologized.
Yeah, I know.
And you know what? That didn't upset me. But
sorry.
That told me to calm down.
Oh.
What I'd like you to do is apologize instead of being a
You're calling me sorry, but you're calling me a
so oh,
set,
sorry.
Set an example.
I'm sorry. My kids can't hear me calling you a
Your window's open.
They can't hear me because they're listening to Kids Bop.
Sent to turn around the world, Kennedy. My kids can't hear me because they're listening to Kids
Bop. I wish the lady in the back would have bopped Karen on the nose.
So I understand if somebody might have hurt your children, like you want to say, excuse me, could you slow down a little bit?
Of course.
And I guess I could understand that if someone started taping me in the back, I might be like, well, what? But I probably wouldn't have gone all in like she did.
The fact that she parked her vehicle, got out, and the poor Lyft driver, he's like, listen, I'm sorry, it's my fault. This happens all the time, especially in New York. People cut each other off all the time.
Yep.
And I would probably honestly start videotaping because I'd be scared what she was going to do. This lady came in hot.
My kids can't hear me because they're listening to Kids Bop.
And why at the end did she turn into like a 12-year-old? And my kids are listening to me.
They can't hear me.
She's giving Karen's everywhere a bad name. So what kind of Kids Bop do you think they were listening to?
I have it on good authority that they were listening to Old Town Road.
Because why wouldn't they be? Riding on a tractor, riding on my oh, you know I pulled it.
Did they sing Lean All In My Bladder?
Oh, Bull Riding in Booty.
They ain't got Wranglers on their booty in Kids Bop.
This is painful.
All right, this sounds like a chance.
I
hope Karen's kids took off their headphones because no one should be subjected to this. And I hope they listened to their mom yell at that poor girl.
Remix.
She has come out and spoken because people obviously rolled her all over the internet.
Yes.
She said some people are saying it's a clear case of white privilege. But she says that the worst insult that she received was being called a Republican.
You straight up know this lady has to be talking to people's managers every time she goes out to Sizzler.
She's definitely, can I talk to your manager? She doesn't have the haircut, but she does indeed. Mm. So she says she appreciates the negative feedback, aside from the Republican taunt, saying that her behavior is fair game for trolls because she acted like this in public. She wants to apologize to the driver. She's got no beef with the woman who filmed her from the back seat. And yes, she said the kids were listening to Old Town Road.
She thinks it's cute that her driver almost hit my kids.
I just love that she's talking about the girl in front of her, calling her she.
Video of it.
Like, not
Instead
you.
Instead of apologizing, she. Like a saint.
So stopping in the middle of the road is going to help?
You being a is going to help?
I didn't say anything.
I don't know. Calm down.
Oh, right.
So the calm down part, you guys. She's doing this thing with her hand where she's like putting her fingers down, going, "Calm down."
It's like what you do to like kids or a dog.
Sorry.
That told me to calm down. What I'd like you to do is apologize instead of being a.
You're calling me sorry, but you're calling me a. Set an example.
I'm sorry. My kids can't hear me calling you a.
Your window's open.
They can't hear me because they're listening to Kids Bop.
I just feel bad for those kids who went to school this week.
I saw your mom on Twitter.
Bro!
Like, that's a real person out there in the world that we have to interact with on a day-to-day basis.
She had crazy eyes, too. I don't know,
she was sticking her head into the window. Like, you guys, we'll try and put the video up. Are we allowed to put the video up? Can we put the video up?
Let's
put the
video up. I don't
think so. Yeah, you know that kid's in school. Like, hey, Jacob, did you listen to Kids Bop this morning with your mom?
She literally stuck her head into the guy's passenger side window and was looking in the back at the woman in the back, making faces at her. I just don't understand.
It's wild.
But Karen, we salute you. And
no, we don't.
Nope. I can't even anymore with that kind of thing. I'm sorry.
If you run into a Karen in the wild, we need like a tip.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Last week we met Bo Breslin, Dan's new doggy. And he came to the studio for a visit.
I love him.
And he is a joy, a lovely temperamented dog, but wow, he doesn't know how to sit, stay, calm, nothing.
He ain't got no formal training, Kennedy.
And every morning, Dan comes in here looking a little more beat down, a little more ragged.
I haven't slept in a week and a half.
His mom, Nancy, just sits on the couch staring out into the wilderness saying, what have I done? What have I done?
Rocking back and forth.
And so I thought I would ask my friend Ashley to come on. Ashley runs Northern Canine. She had Elvis for a couple of weeks, and she told me, Elvis was very hard to take for walks. He would walk me. Mm-hmm. And she told me, by the time you get him back, you will be able to hold a coffee mug in your hand and his leash, and you won't spill a drop. And I have. It's totally true.
Wow.
Wow.
So, Ashley, how are you, honey? Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, there you are. Hi. So, Ashley, Dan, Ashley, I'm going to leave it to you guys.
Yes, please be my Caesar Milan. All right. All right, so my dog, Bo, he's somewhere between 8 months and a year. We don't know exactly because he's a rescue. He's just been running roughshod in Tennessee before we got him.
Okay.
And he's a Great Dane Lab mix. He's Labradane, as they're called, I guess. And he's already 70 pounds as a puppy. So he's very big with no formal training. And one of the biggest issues, Kennedy already said, is we don't walk him. He walks us. I'm pretty sure my mother has somersaulted down the street a couple times with Bo.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's like an extreme sport walking.
Yeah. that's definitely not good. And, you know, the walk is one of the most important things we can do with our dog. Dogs are migratory creatures. They like to move, you know, with their packs together. And that, you know, they have a generally a bigger radius in which they want to stay with the group than we do. We generally put them on, you know, a 6-foot leash, kind of restrict that radius a little bit more when dogs travel together. You're looking more at like 50, 100 feet is, you know, they consider the group to still be together. So we have to kind of slow them down and show them how to walk with us. In doing that, you know, it's quite a process, especially with a big dog. And what you want to do is slow things down. Walk a few steps, you know, keep that leash loose, treat. Walk a few steps, keep that leash loose, give them a treat. But you want to focus on short walks at first and quality over quantity for sure. So don't try to get out there and just get that distance in. You want to slow things down and really get that dog focused on you. Even if you just bring them outside, have them do some sits with you, you know. Really, that the walk, but again, it's the most important thing you can do for your dog, and you want to enjoy it.
But Ashley, he has so much energy. Short walks will not do. He's up. We don't sleep. So, he's never asleep. He needs to walk walks.
And when he does sleep, where is he at night? Are you doing crate training? Are you doing anything like that in the house?
He sleeps in the bed with my parents because my mother.
Oh, boy.
See, yeah.
Oh, boy.
I hope she's listening. See, Mom?
I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say there might be some housebreaking issues going on, too.
Yeah, he has peed in the house a couple times, and it's unfortunate he's not housebroken because it's not puppy pee pad pee. It's 70-pound. It's 70-pound dog
pee. It's like a river. Yeah, no.
He peed in the hallway a bunch of times, right near his dog food. Is that a thing? Is he like marking his area?
He just doesn't know where he's supposed to pee. So, with you know, especially a rescue dog that's come up from Tennessee. I've fostered a lot of dogs who have come up from the South, specifically Arkansas, most of the time. And they're, you know, a lot of times living outside down there, living in the shelters, and they can just pee wherever they are. So you got to pattern that behavior. So what you want to do is, you know, first thing in the morning when he's going to be waking up, bring him outside. And, you know, a few times during the night, ideally he would be in a crate and you'd bring him outside. Most dogs will not soil in their crate. That's why we do crate training with puppies, to kind of keep them in an area that they're going to want to keep clean. And then we bring them to where we want them to pee, mainly outside, put them there, and just we're setting a pattern. So we want to show him exactly where we want him to do it. And don't, you know, if you find the pee, you don't have to scold him. You just want to set him up for success. That's the thing. It's really patterning a new behavior. And having him in the bed might make that a little trickier, but I know some people are really adamant on the dog being in the bed.
Yeah, they got a nice king size. I don't blame them for wanting to be up there.
They must have a lot of space in that bed.
That is a big dog. Right. Is there a difference, Ashley, between, because as Dan was saying, he has a lot of energy, so taking him for short walks doesn't work. But that's, taking him for walks is different than exercise, right? Taking him for walks, and we're learning to walk. Exercise is a different animal entirely, yeah?
Absolutely, yeah, for sure. Like when people say, like, oh, you know, my dog, when I ask somebody, do you exercise your dog? What's your exercise program for the dog? Like, oh, we have a big backyard, he can run around. That's great. But, you know, if a doctor tells somebody they need to get a little more exercise, people aren't going to think, okay, let me go run around my backyard, right? You're gonna go do something a little more structured than that. So we want, and again, that, you'd be surprised, but even with a short walk, the mental part of it, slowing him down, working on those commands while on the walk, will exhaust him in a different way. Like, I promise you, I don't take dogs, when I'm training the craziest of the crazy dogs, I don't take them on long walks. It's short. We go, you know, around a couple blocks. We stop. We sit. And that mental focus is like a kid in school. You know, they get tired after a day at school, not from the physical work, it's the mental work. So that's the main thing. You want to work that mind. And, you know, a Lab and a Great Dane, both very, you know, excellent, excellent breeds, and they really like to be in tune with their handlers. So when you can get that stuff, you know, looking a little bit better, your walks are going to be better. You want him to know you're on the other end of the leash, basically, which it sounds like he doesn't.
Yeah, no, right? No.
He don't know nothing. Right?
It's crazy to me how similar babies and puppies are. It really is.
We have not slept like a newborn baby.
I know.
All right, one last thing, Ashley.
He's gonna keep you up at night as long as he has the energy. So try to drain him. But go ahead.
Yeah, my mother would kill me if we didn't address this one because this is the biggest one. He has been nipping a lot when he gets really excited. Like she cut her nose the other day because she made the silly idea of trying to give him a treat with her mouth.
Oh dear.
Oh my god.
Like, we're not ready. We're not there yet.
Oh, Nancy.
But no, when he gets really excited and he wants to play, he nips and he doesn't realize he's 70 pounds and huge. And it hurts when he nips.
So way too big. You know, he's past the age of where we're going to have that, like, teething going on. So he's not, like, his teeth are growing in. He needs to be chewing on us. So
he's just being a jerk.
Yeah, a little bit. And he wants to play. You know, dogs use their mouth. If you watch dogs play with each other, they'll kind of nip at each other. But unfortunately, you know, we don't tend to like to play in that way as much.
How do we stop him?
As dogs do. So, first of all, it's going to be, he's doing that from, you know, kind of a lack of stimulation. He's looking to get some entertainment out of it. You know, they start nipping. We start, kind of moving away. It becomes like a game to the dog. So, if he likes to bite and use his mouth, find a toy. You want to play tug of war with him a little bit, get some of that energy out, and also put him on a leash when he's in the house. Just clip him into his collar, harness, whatever you have. That way when he starts to jump up and nip, you can kind of, you know, use the leash to guide him away. When the dog is off leash, and many people don't think to use the leash in the house, but trust me, any dog trainer will tell you it's a great tool, because when he's jumping up and nipping you, and, you know, you push him down, you kind of push him off of you, he comes back like it's a game. It's this big, like, contact body game. Like, I jump up, I nip, you push me down. So much fun. With the leash, he jumps up, you kind of use some leash pressure, like pull him down a little bit. Once he's sitting, you give him a treat. I always say, what you pet is what you get. You know,
24-hour lockdown. Keep on the leash.
Well, Ashley,
give him a lot of structure. Basically, we're teaching them, we're setting the dog up for success. Like, we want to, basically, when people say, my dog does this, my answer is, well, don't let him do the thing.
Ashley,
the thing to create new patterns.
I thank you so much for coming on with us. And if you guys would like more information, seriously, she's a miracle worker. Northern K9, it's northernk9training.com on Facebook and Instagram. And Dan, I can't encourage you enough to take advantage of some of this.
We're calling in some professionals for sure.
Ashley, thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much for having me. You as well, guys.
All right, sweetie.
Week.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Price and coverage match limited by state law.